Hey y'all, this is Dally Thomas and welcome to Red Dirt Merch. Today we're here with upcoming Texas country artist Ryan Nash. Hi, how's it going, Ryan?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Just staying busy, updating the website with events.
Wonderful.
So, for those who haven't heard of you and your music, can you tell us a little about yourself and how you got started in the Texas country music scene?
Sure thing. So, I started singing in Amarillo, Texas about a year and a half ago. I play alongside Nathan Churchill. He's the main guitarist. And we've just welcomed a new guitarist, Parker McKinney. We sing a lot of 90s country, a little bit of pop here and there, but we like to stick to our roots pretty close.
So how would you describe your music?
Oh, well, the covers we do is mostly 90s country, I'd say. The 90s ones we write, I describe them as a singer-songwriter or country.
What are some of your inspirations that kind of led you to being an independent country artist?
Oh, Shania Twain, as cliche as it is, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, hey, there's...
Yeah.
Autumn Raglan, that's one of her main ones too. Whenever I interviewed her, she told me that was one of her big inspirations was Taylor Swift. And I mean, I still think that's a good one.
I mean, she's a genius. She's in any genre she wants right now. So.
Right.
Shania Twain, Gretchen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I love the oldies or the 90s. Oldies for me.
Right. Is there anyone like in your personal life or your upbringing that kind of... pushed you into, you know, singing and playing music?
Oh, absolutely. My entire side of my mom's family is musical. Sorry. And I grew up singing. My mom would just break out the karaoke machine, and I'd sing at birthday parties for people. And it's just something I've done since I could talk.
Oh wow! So you're the entertainment.
Absolutely.
Well, you've recently released two country songs, Hayden and Lovin' Lately, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little about these songs and your message behind them?
So Hayden is about a pregnancy that I lost. And we did it just acoustic. We recorded it live. We wanted it to be really raw and to just be able to reach out to people that might feel a little bit of a, you know, alone in those situations, and we're going to redo that one with a full band, make it a little more country.
Right. Yeah, right. Right now, it's the acoustic version that you have out right now, correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that's, you know, I listen to it, and it's raw in itself, and I love the acoustic twang of it, you know.
Oh,
but
I am
excited about y'all releasing the new band and seeing what kind of additions that y'all make with that.
Oh, us too. We're excited. Yep. That was all Nathan Churchill playing that acoustic one, so he's awesome.
Oh, cool. And then Lovin' Lately?
Right. Lovin' Lately. We actually released a country version, and featuring in that one is Peyton Manjelinx. She also did vocals in that one. And that one was a lot of fun. I don't really have a story on why we wrote it. It just kind of happened, and we went from there.
Kind of fell into place.
I
saw that y'all have a music video out on YouTube of that Lovin' Lately too. How was your experience in making that video?
That was so much fun. The videographer we worked with was very professional. It was a lot. It was a cool experience.
That's cool. Was that one of your first ones?
Yes, that was my very first music video.
How excited are you making more of those?
Oh, very excited. We have a fun one coming out, a fun song, and we're going to make one for that.
So what's been the most difficult part of your career so far as an independent musician?
Oh, man. The competition is fierce. Amarillo, Texas, of all places, is filled with so many talented musicians. And I love each and every one of them. They're amazing. But we have very little vendors, very little places to play here. So, we're all calling in about February trying to get booked. And I think that's probably the most challenging aspect.
Right, especially with all this COVID-19 going around and
absolutely
regulating what business can open and what businesses can't.
Absolutely, yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about your writing process? And is there like a set destination that you just chill out and get inspirations of music or people that you'd go to?
Yeah, I have a music room in my house, and that's where I kind of go to escape and write. And sometimes a tune just comes to my head, and I'll come back here and I'll play it, and then I'll think of words to go with it. And other times I call Nathan or Peyton, who did Lovin' Lately with me, and they're my songwriting buddies, and we just kind of mesh well together and write fluently. So it's a lot of fun.
Right. What would be you said you do a lot of cover songs in the 90s. What would be your favorite song to cover?
That's hard. we do 9 to 5 a little bit. That's an 80s song, but that one's a lot of fun, Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that one's fun. And I have to say 90s, probably Turn on the Radio by Reba.
Oh, wow. That's a great one.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, I haven't heard you sing that one yet. I have to get out there and listen to it.
Or
you might have to put out a little cover video of that one for everyone out there.
I might do that.
So if you could only play one song for the rest of your life, what would it be?
A cover song?
Any song in the world. Your song, cover song.
So I have a song that we actually haven't released yet. It's called One Day, and it would be that one for sure.
One Day, is it kind of a faster, slower song? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
It's slower. I wrote it when I was 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
I wrote it for my grandma. She was battling stage 4 cancer, and she was in hospice, and I wrote it for her. And it's happy, but sad at the same time. It just gives you all the good feelings.
Right. I like the inspirations that you kind of, I know that, everyone's gone through their hard times, and kind of those backgrounds and experiences kind of lead us to writing these songs or poetry and the art that's put out there. And, it might be bad, it might be good, but I think it's something a lot of people can relate to. And for someone like you to actually get it out there and talk about it, I think it could help a lot of people.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've always said I don't need to be famous, but if my songwriting can help one person, then I've won.
Right. So what would you have in store for us next?
I think next we're going to do a happy one.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna put out an EP, hopefully by September, October is our goal, of 6 songs. One of them will be the remake of Hayden. So be watching out for that. That's what we're doing next. And we're hoping to have all the emotions on that album.
So in your career so far, where do you see your career going? Would you like to get as big as Shania Twain or Taylor Swift like that? Or would you like to have your career kind of, on the back burner and not as loud as some of these other ones.
I thought that maybe I wanted to be as big as Shania Twain, and I don't think I'd mind it if I was, but life's gonna happen the way it happens, and I believe in a higher power and his plan for me, and I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've got merch out there right now with music, and also koozies at ryannashmusic.com.
Absolutely. T-shirts, koozies, stickers, all sorts of stuff.
Selfless kind of love you have for my heart. It's still beating, it beats for us both. Some days it tears me apart. They say what I would give just to hear your cry.
Thanks for listening. If y'all would like to know more about Ryan Nash, including music, merch, and how to contact her, go to ryannashmusic.com or search Ryan Nash on Facebook and Instagram. And as always, for all of your Texas country music, merch, events, and podcasts, go to reddirtmerch.com. Some days it tears me apart, but the days will go on and I will be strong. 'Cause you're watching me and I am still your mom. Gotta set an example for the rest of the world. We can't break down in front of our boys and girls. I will love you all my life. Though you were small, you were always mine. Some of them don't understand. I pray they never have to. You just went up to heaven before your time.